Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining, making it a perfect day to be outside. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies too. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Israeli officials warned that a U.S.-Iran deal may not meet Israel's objectives on curbing Iran's nuclear and missile capabilities. This is according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Hezbollah launched a rocket barrage at Israeli defense forces near the Lebanon ceasefire line, reported JNS just minutes ago. Also this hour, hundreds of hotel reservations in Eilat have been cancelled to accommodate U.S. military personnel, as reported by I-24 News. Separately, the Jewish Community Relations Council in Washington urges a Maryland school district to adopt a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism amid recent incidents. That's from Forward, earlier today. And finally, Iran might hand over its response to the U.S. proposal to Pakistan today, according to Al Arabiya English, posting just moments ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reports that Iran may respond to the U.S. proposal via Pakistan today, according to a Pakistani source. Meanwhile, I24News_EN shared that Elet hotels are reallocating stays for U.S. military personnel, highlighting the scale of this adjustment. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, noted that Azam Khalil Al-Haya, the son of a Hamas leader, died from injuries sustained in an Israeli airstrike last night. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal. Israeli officials express concern that the proposed agreement could leave Iran's missile capabilities intact and ease economic pressure on Tehran. The deal might also restrict the IDF's operational freedom, according to Ynet. This development could affect Israel's strategic military planning in the region. Turning to the situation near Lebanon, Hezbollah has fired rockets near IDF troops. This comes as tensions remain high along the border. JNS reports that the attack underscores the volatile situation and the potential for further escalations. Meanwhile, in Eilat, hotels are reallocating accommodations to make room for U.S. military personnel. I-24 News highlights the logistical challenges involved. This move reflects the broader military cooperation between the U.S. and Israel. In Maryland, the Jewish Community Relations Council is pushing for stronger measures against anti-Semitism in schools. Forward reports this call follows a wave of incidents. Such steps could influence policies in educational institutions across the U.S. On the economic front, first, Israeli drone defense startup Defend is exploring a sale valued at $1 billion. CTEC reports that the company has hired Goldman Sachs, signaling strong global demand for its anti-UAV systems. Separately, Ynet Business Analysis warns that Israel is on a risky debt path due to escalating war costs and defense spending. The government's financial strategies are under scrutiny as they pursue a $95 billion proposal. And finally, Globes reports a major real estate deal in Tel Aviv. A 550-square-meter penthouse in Park HaMesila was sold for 55 million shekels, highlighting the city's booming property market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.